you have divided in the current director of the DNR and the former DNR communications director and a former DNR deputy director. Haven't you already been down this road? Haven't you already kicked that dog around enough?
You know, what we have done to this point, starting in August and to where we are today, is we've had to take that time to sort through the 500,000 pages of documents they peppered us with. We've taken that time to try to get our hands around the facts of what occurred. And so what we're going to do now is now we're going to bring these individuals who had relevant testimony or relevant information when they were going through discussions with the Senate staff, and we're now going to have them come before the full committee so that the members as a whole can ask them questions, can hear what they have to say. And really what our goal still is today is to determine whether or not a legislative change needs to occur to ensure that the information that was withheld in May, to make sure that does not happen again. And so this is part of that process. And what the goal of the committee hearing or hearings will be is that the members of the committee have the opportunity to ask their questions and to get direct answers from whether it's the department director, whether it's former employees, all of those individuals who were involved in the process of making the decision to withhold pertinent information from the public. And we need to understand why that happened so that then we can decide whether or not a legislative solution is necessary.
Will you be trying to determine whether some of the heads that have rolled over there rolled appropriately?
I think that's fair to say. I mean, clearly what has happened at DNR is there have been some mid-level employees who have been terminated, while the top-level folks who, in my opinion, are truly accountable for how the department runs have been untouched. And that is very disappointing. And so part of what the hearing should also do is clearly air why that occurred. Why did three or four or five people get fired over this, but yet the director gets a 2 weeks of suspension and then everything's okay? And so part of what we're trying to understand here is everything that's occurred, why did it occur that way, and have they made changes internally that'll keep it from occurring again? I mean, at the end of the day, what this is really about, the simple fact that nobody's debating is the Department of Natural Resources violated the trust of the public. In doing so, they also put public health and public safety at risk, and that is unacceptable. And so what our goal, what our responsibility is to make sure that doesn't happen again. And how do we begin to restore that public trust?
In September, the governor asked DNR to do a rather thorough investigation of situations at the Lake of the Ozarks. The report is out. It's on the Internet that I've seen, and they point out that this is a problem that dates back to 1981, and various people have talked about doing various things all these years, and nothing's really been done. And they do an outline of what the current situation is down there and suggest that there are some changes that need to be made, and the legislature needs to consider helping make some of those changes. Is it time just to move forward and say, okay, let's make the changes, let's do this now?
You know, I think that none of us are debating that this has been a problem for decades, and it's clearly a challenge that needs to be taken care of. The simple reality is it didn't happen overnight. We're not going to fix it overnight. But at some point, you have to put a stake in the sand and say, now is the time to begin cleaning up this issue. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened in the past. I'm not blaming anyone in the past for doing or not doing certain things. What I'm saying is that before we go create new laws, before we go create new powers and give to bureaucrats, I want to thoroughly understand why this occurred. I want to thoroughly understand what should the process be. You know, what do we need to be doing to make sure that the lakes, all the waterways in our state, are as safe as possible? I mean, let's not forget that the Lake of the Ozarks is a tremendous asset. Constituents, my constituents from Northwest Missouri, constituents from all over this state, visit that lake every year. Missouri has tens of thousands of visitors that go to that lake every year. And so I don't think that now's the time to point fingers and say, well, nobody's done anything about this for 20 years. Now's the time to say, okay, what happened? Why was that information withheld? Has that whatever that error was that caused that, has that been resolved? And what is our plan going forward? And so what I think is most important to understand in all of this is that whatever roadmap, whatever plan that we put in place is going to be the beginning, meaning we understand we can't fix everything overnight, but what we also understand that this is a tremendous asset that must be protected.
I get the impression from the stuff that's in the report and some things that the governor's folks told me is that there is some doubt in the minds of some folks over at DNR about just how much authority they have to take some specific steps that they feel need to be taken to make sure that the lake gets cleaned up and that the sources of pollution are stopped. I gather you don't have a problem in making some law changes that confirms that they do have authority to take these steps. It's just figuring out what the proper law should be and what the proper steps should be.
I have two thoughts. First of all, I think that we need to thoroughly understand what they can and can't do today. And so that's part of what the hearing will also help us, will help educate us on, is from DNR's perspective, what do they believe they have the authority to do? What do they believe they not have the authority to do that they think they need? Once we have that, and once we have clarified where we are today, then we can talk about our go-forward plan. But I want to be very clear. Under the current leadership at DNR, on multiple occasions, information has been withheld from the public. Public health and public safety have been put at risk. And if anyone believes that we are going to give additional power to the Department of Natural Resources that has acted this way over the last year, that is wishful thinking. So someone is going to have to explain to me, and I believe the rest of the committee as well, why they believe they need new powers, why they are not doing some of the things that some, and I'm not saying necessarily me, that some believe they already have the authority to do. But most importantly, under the current leadership, this department has failed the people of this state, and we are not going to increase the power of a bureaucracy that's gone bad.
Do you see this hearing then as kind of a turning point in this process, one way or another?
I think that's absolutely correct. I think all the investigative piece is done. All the fact-finding is over. We're put all the facts on the table. Here is where we are today. So the next step is, where do we want to go? And at the end of the day, what I am not willing to do is just go create new laws, create new regulations, and increase Department of Natural Resources power without understanding why the process that occurred happened. Why did Department of Natural Resources withhold information from the public? Who made that decision? Why did they make that decision? Has the process that allowed that to occur been fixed? I mean, all too often in government, the knee-jerk reaction is to do something fast so that you look like you're, quote, making progress. I don't want to, quote, look like I'm making progress. I want to go do what's right. And so we're going to be very deliberate. We're going to be very decisive. But when we get to what that action plan is going to be, I'm going to make sure that I have a very good comfort level that it's something that is achievable and it's something that for the long term can be sustainable, meaning understanding that this problem is not going to be resolved overnight. It's going to take years, if not decades, to work our way through this. But we have to make sure that we put a long-term solution in place that everyone can live with.
One of the things that they pointed out when I talked to the governor's folks yesterday, and I think it is alluded to in the report, is the Lake of the Ozarks isn't the only body of water that has the problem or potentially could have this problem. And they're looking at ways to deal with any body of water that they could then determine to be endangered or in some form contaminated, and they need to be able to move in any of those bodies of water. So this really is a broader issue than just the Lake of the Ozarks, although the Lake of the Ozarks is certainly the lightning rod right now.
Yeah, the Lake of the Ozarks is the issue that brought it to the forefront. The reality is that any body of water that the citizens of our state enjoy, that the visitors of our state enjoy, I believe that we have a responsibility to make sure those bodies of water are safe and that when the public is there enjoying it, they do not have to worry about their health and safety.